Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Pentagon says it has suspended food aid to North Korea over plans to move forward on a rocket launch. That can only exacerbate an already severe food shortage. Worse, the April 15th Day of the Sun celebrations will steal what's left from the poor. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says,
"We're calling on Christians in the West to have a day of fasting and prayer for North Korea on April 15th. That is the day that this Day of the Sun is going to take place, and it's really important for us as Christians to show our solidarity with the believers in that country by praying for them and taking a day off of food for remembrance of the suffering of the Korean people."
Next, when the war ended in Mozambique 20 years ago, pastors started teaching in the poorest areas, but they realized AIDS prevalence was as high as 20%.
Parents were dying, children were being orphaned, people were unable to support themselves. And they realized that it wasn't enough to go and preach about the good news of faith in Christ and hope in Christ, but they also had to do what Jesus did when he was on earth, and that was to care for the sick as well.
So Bas van der Zalm's Medical Teams International came alongside the church. Thousands have been transformed, but there's more to do. Help this Easter through a link at our website. And believe it or not, you don't have to leave your country to do international missions. You don't have to spend a bunch of money either. Immigrants in your own community need someone to reach out to them. The Evangelical Free Church reports that the Immigrant Pathway Institute teaches participants all about immigration law. Learning will help you build relationships and share Christ. There's a conference in Chicago this May. Our website has that information. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people in North Africa and the Middle East, and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray, and a link to the contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.